And now this is a dictation for Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A, Telfor, T-E-L-F-O-R, July 2758. Joanna comes for follow-up in relation to chronic kidney disease, prior acute renal failure at the time of diarrhea. She also has COPD abnormalities, last visit December, presently does not have a primary care. She's complaining of dysphagia. She's still a smoker. There is no vomiting. She has an rectal anal pain on emptying her bowels to see a gastroenterologist tomorrow. Weight is stable, appetite fair. No changes in urination, cloudiness, or blood. Still smoking. Uses inhalers. No oxygen. Clear sputum, no purulent material. Atypical chest pain, not activity related. No erythema, claudication symptoms. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the aspirin, cholesterol treatment, beta blockers, on Plavix. No anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure at home, 90s over 60s. Today, 108.62. COPD abnormalities. Emphysema. No consolidation, pleural effusion. No pericardial wrap. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No gross edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph. Present kidney function is normal. Sodium, potassium, acid base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal. She does have anemia 12 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Prior acute kidney abnormalities at the time of diarrhea, which has resolved. Kidney function is back to normal. She has previously normal-sized kidneys, without evidence of obstruction urinary retention. She's a smoker and has COPD abnormalities. She has dysphagia in a smoker person. Although weight and appetite is stable, she also has some anal rectal symptoms to see gastroenterologists. Prior testing, renal artery stenosis, negative. She needs to get a primary care doctor. We will see her back in 9 months, end of dictation.